Zach Sansi, look, you're just a wild card. You're here for one. You started off terrific. Yeah. I thought you could have swept the whole thing, and then it kind of went south.
Yeah.
So how we feel?
I mean, fuck. That was... in a way, though, it's kind of to be expected. You know, I've had 4 days of Supercross, you know, since the Nations. Obviously, I've been racing a lot, so it's kind of rolled on, but the main goal is to be ready for January 11th, you know, for Anaheim. And doing a pre-season race, and I want to try and get a few more in, but I don't know if I can. There's nothing like racing. Fuck, I was obviously fast, felt good.
Yeah, right.
Just fucking screwed a couple of things up. First main, I won. Second main, I was happy with taking a second. I felt like I was faster, and I slid out, and I was like, right, I'm good. Right. Third main, I was like, right, I'm going to crack on. I fucking hit neutral coming out into over that double. I was in neutral.
Okay.
As I landed, fucking clanked it into gear and looped out, I was like, oh my God, I nearly just died.
Yeah. Well, it started with not a great start. Like the third, like that was where...
I was like, all right, well, I'm like, well, I think it was Shane Chisholm, me, and I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, it'd be fine. I wheelied on the gate. At home, I don't wheelie at all. But again, it's kind of the Yamaha Supercross, different setup. Whatever, anyway, first start, fucking whole shot it easy.
Yeah.
So the pieces of the puzzle were there. That main went downhill quick, and then super final, I thought, right, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cracked on. I felt like I had a bit of speed over the 250 guys, so I was like, right, I'll be fine. Shane threw it down the inside here, which I wasn't bothered about. I just purposely went right to kind of give room, and I went off the track and just slid out. And I'm like, man, I need to sharpen up a little bit, but that's why I'm here.
Well,
at the end of the day,
the speed was good. I guess that's the positive. Like, you had everybody kind of handled it.
Bike was good. Like, I was happy enough.
Yep.
Just little things that I've learned. Like, the first two mains, I actually didn't feel as comfy. And then we kind of went back to... Well, we didn't really make any changes. It was just the... With the forks that we have, they had to like just set the pressure again like things with the temperature and just things that I'm learning with the bike for Supercross. So I'm happy. I mean, I'm not really that happy. I'm to be honest. I'll do it for the interview. I'm happy. No, I'm not. I'm fucked up. That was fucking annoying. But
yeah, guys like you don't like to crash. So don't crash.
I don't crash very often. Right. But I don't know. It is what it is. I would like to come back and race the next round because fuck, I want to put some I want to put hurting on these boys at the next one and just click off my lamps. I was 95% there, just the last 5% I just fucking a few mental lapses, I suppose, you know, maybe not being quite as fit on Supercross, all that kind of stuff. Like, it all adds up and just not as sharp as what I would have liked to have been. But at the end of the day, that's the whole point of preseason races for me. My goal is to be ready for January 11th, not right now.
Hey, the landing on this triple looked like Unadilla second moto. It looked like unbelievably rough.
And honestly, like, the tracks at Star have been like hard pack and obviously super like technical with big jumps. This was indie Seattle kind of style.
Yeah.
So again, great for me to see what the bike works like.
Sure.
I'll take a lot of notes, take a lot of knowledge from it, and be better at the end of the day. Yeah, I'm not in the championship. Would like to come out with a win, but it can never be that easy, can it? You know, if it was easy, that's why. You know, it's not easy what we're doing. So
I would have lost a lot of money because I would have put a lot of money after practice and everything. Like, hey, NC's gonna sweep this thing, so I would have lost my money. So
it was tricky. It was a tough track and. It was down to me. Like, I messed it up.
Yeah.
Like, it was... I mean, I hit neutral, which is weird. But, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. So,
the
ruts were deep. Got to execute better. But that's all we can do is learn from it and move on.
I blame Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lewis not here. I wish he was. That would have been better.
Thanks, Max. Cheers, Max.